May 26th. Intelligence with more pieces to the puzzle trickled in. One of Lowe's aeronauts reported that during a balloon ascension he made that morning, he was able to spot a dozen rebel encampments around Fredericksburg. The aeronaut thought Sharp should be able to identify the units from the descriptions he gave them. The Confederates became increasingly sensitive to Lowe's men watching their movements north and tried to skirt their forces out of eyesight of the aerial observers. Stanton received a letter from Michael Graham, a railroad entrepreneur who also spied for Major General Robert Milroy, a division commander in Winchester, Virginia. Graham warned that the Shenandoah Valley, Lee's invasion corridor, could not be held unless 15,000 federal infantrymen and 5,000 cavalrymen were rushed to it. Graham also believed a large force of rebel cavalry and infantry would attack Milroy's outpost in less than 10 days. The attack would actually come in 19 days. Hooker sent an order to all his military commanders, directing them to help John McEntee and any operatives Sharp's top agent might have in his scouting party with supplies. The commanding general made McEntee's spying a priority. The day before, Hooker had been to the White House with the intelligence he had so far from Sharp and tried to convince Lincoln and Stanton that he needed reinforcements. No decision came out of the meeting. Lincoln was still not convinced that Hooker had regained the confidence of his subordinates after Chancellorsville. Soon he began quietly looking for a new Potomac Army commander. May 27th. After analyzing raw reports collected so far, Sharp delivered an intelligence summary to Hooker as professional as any modern-day version. The Confederate line, now in front of the Army of the Potomac, stretched from Banks Ford, west of Fredericksburg, to near Moss Neck, 17 miles to the east, he reported. Sharp pinpointed the locations for the six rebel divisions commanded by Richard Anderson, Lafayette McLaws, Jubal Early, Isaac Trimble, Robert Rhodes, and A.P. Hill. George Pickett's division had arrived from Suffolk, Virginia, and John Bell Hood's division was on its way from Suffolk. Meanwhile, 4,700 rebel cavalrymen in three brigades were 3 miles from Culpeper Courthouse. "The Confederate Army is under marching orders," Sharp concluded. "All the deserters say that the idea is very prevalent in the ranks, that they are about to move forward upon or above our right flank," the spymaster wrote, "and apparently head north through the Shenandoah Valley."